Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
$260 is the jackpot. That's also Katie's lucky number. Huh? Are you smarter than Katie?
I think it's a random one.
I think I'm right about that one. I don't know. Emma, you are caller 17. Good morning.
Good morning.
Calling all the way from Elk Grove.
Ooh,
do you know Kevin?
Do you know Kevin?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Good.
I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio. We'll see how many you get right versus how many she gets right. $260, like I said, is the jackpot. You ready to play?
Yes.
Question one. Charlie Puth is going to sing the national anthem at this year's Super Bowl, which will be at Levi's Stadium on February 8th. No doubt one of the teams will be the Philadelphia Eagles. Go Birds! What is the opening line of the national anthem?
Oh, say, can you see?
Question two, Megan Thee Stallion sued a blogger for posting AI-generated fake porn of her and fake stories about her, and she won. A judge awarded her $75,000, and legal experts think this might set a precedent with other bloggers. That's good. What is Megan Thee Stallion's real last name? Is it Pete, Paul, or Pat?
Pete.
Question two, George Clooney and Brad Pitt are real-life best friends, and that wasn't always the case. They competed with each other at the beginning of their careers, and Brad beat out George for the part of JD in Thelma and Louise, which put Brad Pitt on the map. And Clooney hated him for years for that. Ooh-hoo-hoo, T. Name one of the two stars of Thelma and Louise.
This is Brandon.
Question four, Simon Cowell is apologizing for his behavior on American Idol. He said he's deeply regretful for how cruel he was with some of his criticism with people who auditioned to be on the show, and he struggles even watching those clips now. Who won season three of American Idol?
Carrie Underwood.
Question five, the TSA announced a major change coming to flying, and it's not great. Starting in February, if you don't have a real ID or a passport and you're 18 or over, you will have to pay a $45 fine to fly. Kevin, are you listening to that?
Yes.
The money is allegedly going toward vetting you, I guess. If you have to pay the $45 fine for five people, how much is that?
Good thing I have a real ID and passport.
Yes, queen.
Yes.
$225.
All righty. Bring Katie back in the studio. Emma, what do you do for a living?
I'm a preschool teacher.
A preschool teacher? Man, I don't know how you preschool teachers do it. Like the energy that you have to just handle. I remember when I had toddlers, I remember thinking like, I can't handle one. How do you guys handle like 10?
I think that about every teacher, caregiver, child care, everything.
Man, so Emma, what's the secret?
great coworkers.
Oh man.
Wow.
Emma, you are a sweet pea. All right, Katie, it's your turn. You ready?
Yep.
Question one, Charlie Puth. Remember him?
Yeah.
Things are really turning around. He's going to sing the national anthem at the Super Bowl this year.
Hasn't he been producing like a crazy person and he's involved in like,
a lot of
everything?
Music.
Yeah, I think so.
He just got married.
Oh, wow.
Okay. I know that his Instagram's pretty good. He does a pretty good job of like dissecting songs and stuff. What is the opening line of the national anthem?
Oh, say, can you see?
What an America.
Yeah, proud.
Question two, Megan Thee Stallion.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Sued a blogger for posting fake stories and deep fake porn about her, and she won. A judge awarded her $75,000. Legal experts think this might set a precedent.
Great, good. It's about freaking time.
What is Megan Thee Stallion's real last name? Is it Pete, Paul, or Pat?
Pete, Paul, or Pat?
Yes, Pete, Paul, or Pat.
Paul?
Pete. Megan Pete. Question three. George Clooney and Brad Pitt are real life best friends, but in their careers at the beginning, they were fierce competitors.
Sure.
And George Clooney said that he lost the part of JD in Thelma and Louise to Brad Pitt.
Oh.
And that was the part that really put Brad Pitt on the map.
Yeah, that and A River Runs Through It.
Yes. And George Clooney said he was mad at Brad Pitt for years for getting that part over him.
Why would he be mad at him?
Because he was jealous.
And not mad at himself,
because he was jealous.
Well, that's so stupid. You should have done better then.
He probably thought that. Like, it's like, God, I would have done so much better with that part. Name one of the two stars of Thelma and Louise.
Susan Sarandon.
Yes. The other one was Gina Davis, who was a smoke show back in the day.
She's so beautiful.
Question four. Simon Cowell is going on an apology tour for his behavior on American Idol. He said he can't even watch some of those old clips.
I almost made that joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
He says that he's deeply regretful of how cruel he was to some of the people who auditioned. Maybe because he now knows how it feels to be have cruelty bestowed upon you when we all see his plastic surgery and we make fun of him. Who won season 3 of American Idol?
Okay, hold on. First, who was Fantasia Barrino.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The first like 5 years, I was deep.
I'm pretty sure, weren't we all? I'm pretty sure, because Emma guessed Carrie Underwood. I think Carrie Underwood lost to Fantasia Barrino. I don't think Carrie Underwood win?
Was it the second year was...
That was Ruben... sorry. That was Ruben Studdard.
I was just going to say that.
Did I stuttered? And then it was Fantasia Barrino.
Yeah.
I was at that. That was crazy when that happened. When she
Velvet teddy bear, Ruben Studdard.
Right, yeah. question five. Kids, you don't understand. Back in the day, American Idol everyone was watching it.
Yeah, it was big. It was huge.
Question five. The TSA announced a major change coming to flying, and it's not great. Starting in February, if you're over 18 and you don't have a real ID or a passport, you have to pay a $45 fine. So that isn't great.
I thought you couldn't fly at all.
No, I think you still can. I think you can. But anyway.
I just keep kicking this can down the road. I love it.
Yeah. If you have to pay the $45 fine for five people, how much is that?
$225.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
What a wild Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Guys, go back and look up Fantasia Barrino's songs. They're so good.
Yeah. Ugh. Did she win a Tony Award? Kevin, can you look that up? Anyway.
I want to say she did, actually.
The worst winner of American Idol, that Taylor guy. Whatever that Taylor guy's
Taylor
name.
Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Hicks.
Oh, she got a Grammy Award for Best Female.
Did she get a Tony Award?
It's not saying any Tonys. Okay. Grammys.
And then what about Jordan Sparks? Did she win?
I don't think so. But what do we know? If we're wrong about any of this stuff, text in 909-1065. Emma, final score. You both got four. You both got four. It's a tie.
It is a tie.
Ties go to Katie. $280 is the jackpot tomorrow. Emma, what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I'm just as smart as Katie.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Good luck with all those Rugrats today. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.